Well, two areas that lie in OGP. One is the Federal Acquisition Institute, and the other is our internal GSA Acquisition Workforce Office. And what we're looking at in order to kind of prep for this is, what are the needs of the acquisition workforce? There's, you know, training needs, there's numbers needs, and then there's also a streamlining of the process to make people's jobs easier and removing some of the impediments, removing some of the needless complexity and needless repetition that exists to then streamline it so when the budget cycle comes around, we're ready to catch that and move forward.
One of the things that the Federal Acquisition Institute's been doing, and they've been doing a very nice job with, is kind of the planning for that acquisition workforce and trying to make sure that they know the baseline, for instance. Where are you planning next? What are some of the steps you're taking? Are there new surveys going on? Are there new baselining of specific job requirements like 1102s or 1106s or whomever?
The opportunity that we have here is that what the acquisition workforce is was redefined several years ago. It's now in such a broader area that we have to make sure that people are being able to move from one side of it to the, you know, to the next. And you're in learning acquisition planning, you're cutting contracts, you're managing programs, and having the mobility there so that it is a professional workforce, a career path, if you will. And that's where we want to take this.
And while we're on acquisition, I can't let you go without asking the question I think a lot of people are wondering about. Obviously, David Drapkin retired from the GSA. It's a big loss for the procurement community. What's the status of getting someone in, someone new in to take his place? Obviously, you can't mention who, but that'd be great if you want to break some news. I'm open for that. But obviously, can you tell us, just give us a status? Should we see someone new in there in the next 6 months, or in the next 2 months?
Well, everybody always talks about replacing David, which I have to make a note. He's a good friend and absolutely irreplaceable. We're not going to find, you know, a knowledge base like that. But the opportunity here is to bring in somebody new that can help support, you know, the Office of Government-Wide Policy, help support Martha and obviously the administration to move some of these big acquisition process, acquisition workforce issues forward. The advertisement just closed a couple days ago. We're continuing the, you know, machinations of hiring somebody and hopeful to get somebody in soon.
You want to tell us about some candidates?
Not at this point.
All right. Well, I had to ask. We're talking with Michael Robertson, the Associate Administrator of the Office of Government-Wide Policy in the General Services Administration. Michael, one of the things that Administrator Martha Johnson talked about is changing processes, changing the transforming, if you will, the General Services Administration. Talk from your perspective how this is going to affect Office of Government-Wide Policy, how Office of Government-Wide Policy is taking on that those challenges.
One of the opportunities that we have at GSA is that as a central management agency, we can kind of see across government, and it's not a singular focus, but it's the big picture, the enterprise level look at everything. The Office of Government-Wide Policy is in a unique position by creation historically and currently to gather all that information, gather the data, gather the numbers and places, and do the analysis on that. Once we have that, and once we have the information, we have the ability and the expertise within OGP to do the analysis, we can then start seeing where efficiencies lie and inefficiencies exist and start cutting those out and exploiting the efficiencies.
And OGP's mission is quite broad. I mean, it goes not just IT. I mean, I think a lot of people think of OGP around IT, but you guys go into so many different areas. Is there one or two areas that you can say, this is, we're going to go down that path first, or are you still looking at the data and you're just going to, that maybe will come 3 to 6 months down the road?
We, you know, we have travel transportation. We have IT that you mentioned. We have real property management. We have green buildings policy, and we have the acquisition policy. So much of that falls right into the president's agenda, and I don't think it's a situation where we want to do one and then move to the next. I think we want to charge on as much as we can to move the agenda forward all at the same time. Some of the areas that we are focusing on are the acquisition workforce and looking at getting the folks the right right training, making sure we got the right numbers, and then also giving them the opportunity to help other agencies achieve their mission. Technology is always a huge piece, and with the Open Government Directive, there's a great, I mean, GSA is in a great position to help that. We did Idea Scale, and we've, you know, there's all kinds of other opportunities through social media, create more collaborative forums, and offer those to other agencies to help them. Travel transportation policy is kind of an ongoing thing. There's a great areas to find. There's a huge cost associated with transportation, delivery, shipping, all that. We can cut back the cost. We can also look at efficiencies in sustainability and have some more green travel and green shipping.
Wanted to also talk about, you've been in your position as the Associate Administrator of the Office of Government-Wide Policy for about 9 months now. It's obviously a new position for you. discuss where you see some of the biggest learning curve, some impressions so far?
One of the interesting things coming into an organization of this type and size is seeing so much expertise and so much opportunity to find and solve the big problems in government. And what I've been really excited about is getting down into the different business lines that I mentioned, all the policy areas earlier, and finding all these ideas that have been sitting there for years and looking at how do we bring those up, how do we move those out, how do we put those into practice. And I think that's been the exciting part, is seeing new buds of ideas and then trying to figure out, okay, how do we strategically move this?
So OMB had their SAVE Award that was government-wide. VA did something that was just VA. Are we going to do something GSA only to get some of those ideas up from the frontline workers?
Yeah, we've done a couple little things, kind of a little starts within OGP as I first came in, and we were moving to look and see, okay, what are the ideas, what is there? We ran some social media collaborative tools to pull those ideas up. We've been talking about the agency wide. And Martha mentioned the Proving Ground and some of these other opportunities. We're looking at how do we get those ideas out from the different parts of GSA, and how do we pull those up, one of which is the senior leadership retreat that Martha mentioned earlier. There's going to be a lot of talk around that about what are the things that we can do.